the idea why the church has, this is the tradition. When we get to the Saturday of the second week, well, people are getting tired of doing penance, and you know, and they're getting tired of, and they're starting to think about their sins, and so now they're getting nervous, and so let's tell them what Jesus says about this. I want to spend some time on the prophet Micah for the same reason. I remember once over in Israel, I started to tell this parable to two young Muslim boys. I said, Jesus told a story about a father, you know, who's his younger son, and one of the boys said, his brother should have killed him right on the spot. Imagine talking to your father like that. Of course, in our lovely democratic country, we never think about that. But I mean, like, you know, imagine talking to your father like that. And you see, part of it is this whole notion, give me your inheritance, because as far as I'm concerned, you're as good as dead, you know, and I take off. And his father should have killed him on the spot. Now, this story is the Lord's definitive word about who the Father is. We can always rely on this text. I've often thought, I don't know how you could do it, but I would like to rip it out, take it with me when I die and say, you said it. but I don't think we can carry those papers along with us. So. but I do want to talk for a little while, because this whole... can you keep him quiet? Try. He's a little too loud. I can't preach when he's making that much noise. Second part of this. These are the last lines, by the way, of the prophecy of Micah. And I just wanted to try to mediate what they're all about. Well, maybe this is it. No, I lost my place. Just give me a minute. I'll find it. Maybe this is it. Yeah. Just imagine as you're living in Israel and you're surrounded by all these other nations who hate you and have these wild ideas of who the gods are, and they know who God is. And so he ends his prophecy, you know, on chapter 7. Who is a God like you? And what makes you so different? It says, lifting off sin. That's what makes you different. A, you do lift off sin. And B, you can lift off sin. Because you are the only God. You see? And passing over Pishah. Pishah is like rebellion. This is God. And God told, you know, God inspired this to be written. You see? He has not maintained his wrath forever against the remnant, I guess, okay, of his own inheritance. Because he loves Hesed. Literally, because he loves Hesed, that one who he loves. Look at all the big shots, look at all you want, you know. There's only one in the world who loves Hesed this way. God. This enthusiastic fidelity to the covenant. He loves Hesed. He takes us back in, and there is this word, mercy, you know, rechem, racham, rachum, where you have Rav Chesed, and then Rachum. Rachum comes from the, probably from the Hebrew word rechem, which means womb. God loves us like a mother loves the child of her own womb. That's the whole idea, you see. He chefes, he loves Hesed, and he returns or strengthens Chesed, and he covers over our iniquities. Isn't this marvelous? This is God. And God wrote this so that we could understand God. See? He covers up our iniquities. You are covering up. And you hurl into the sea all our sins. And you keep emet with Jacob. Emet, you know, it's the word for stability. It's the word for, we say amen, right? That's right. Amen. It comes from this word. Amen. But I just felt when I read this morning, I thought, oh, they've got to, because the translations are not too good. And it's hard to put into a translation which you can put into a whole explanation, you know? And so you hurl our sins into the depths of the sea. Get rid of them. See? You will keep emet with Jacob. I promise I will keep my promise. You see? And then chesed to Abraham, as you promised on oath to our fathers. God has promised to show mercy. So we don't have to go, you know, with a lawyer or somebody to kind of get him in a good mood before we talk to him, you know. We don't. He promised, you see. He promised to be merciful, to be faithful, to keep the covenant. And you see all of this because it's Jesus, the Word of God. Here's the Word of God. It's Jesus, the Word of God, who tells us about this parable, right? This countercultural parable. God is countercultural. And he's counterhuman. I mean, like, do we do that? Do we forgive like that? And even if we forget to thank him, he'll forgive us again. Now, who else is like that? And so I think the church, when I read this morning, I said, oh, how can you put into words what the Word of God is telling us, you see? And so I thought, well, I'll try. But you see these words, chesed, emet, rachum. When you talk about God, these are the words that most often come in scriptures. There are other words for wrath and anger and punishment, yes. But they don't come 25% as often as these words. See, this is God. I was just reading, I don't know why I decided to look at it, Faustina. What's that? It's okay, thanks. I got to quit anyway. Everybody's got something else to do. But if you haven't ever read that, you ought to read it. You know her autobiography? Have you noticed? You heard me say that. when the Lord comes to his church in a vision, in a instruction, which he wants to be passed on to the whole church, it's always about mercy. Gertrude of Helfta, first one to single out a devotion to the Sacred Heart, the heart of Jesus. Margaret Alacoque. He said to this nun, you know, I want a feast dedicated to my Sacred Heart. You go tell the Pope. And so, well, she told him through her confessor, but, you know, Claude de la Colombière. But she did. And we have the Feast of the Sacred Heart, right? Not enough. Thérèse comes. She writes this little way, which was supposed to be for her superior, her sister, who was a superior, and some of the nuns. And it changed the whole church. And what did she do with her life? She offered it up so that the pent-up mercy in God could get out. Well, that's surely enough. No. Now we got Faustina. When are we going to catch on about the mercy of God and have our own heart so touched that we start to show mercy? Start to show mercy. Thank you. So let's stand and pray.